Well, Mickey, that's now back-to-back Ulster titles for Tyrone, a 10-point win in the end yesterday, but I'm sure to get a reflection on a scoreline like that, a lot of hard work has to go on.
Of course it has, and I suppose the scoreline isn't really a true reflection of what's between the teams. You know, we hit it good at the right times. Monaghan, I suppose, were thwarted by Paskin McConnell's two good saves. If any of them had gone in, the complexion of the game would have been entirely different. The fact that they didn't, and we had a 3-point lead to build on for the second half, left us in a very strong place, and you know, that's how it panned out. You know, so these scorelines don't tell the true tale, but sure, we're happy to take it this time.
And of course, that second save coming towards half time by Pascal McConnell, if that had gone in, I suppose the second half of the game could have been a different story, Mickey.
Without a doubt, it would have been a very different story, and such things as this to games, results, and outcomes hinge, because if they had scored that goal, I was going to put them in level at least. And we had played a lot of good football at that stage, and if we'd gone in level after playing as well as we did, then Monaghan probably feeling that they hadn't played as well as they could, well then they'd have been in the ascendancy in the second half. But thankfully, Packy kept those out and things got better for us.
And I'm sure one of the pleasing points from yesterday for you, Mickey, was the spread of scoring. I think 10 different players got in the score sheet yesterday.
Yeah, well, it is always good that you have different people popping up for scores, because I suppose if you're depending for a lot of your scores on one player and he's an off day or it's well marshalled, then your probably scores are going to dry up. So I like that, the fact that different players can pop up and take scores. It's always useful, and I think that's the way our team has been going of late. They just feel that Randy's in the right place to take a score, then they should have a go at it.
Well, you're now heading into the quarterfinals of the All-Ireland Series as provincial champions once again. Finally, Mickey, would it be fair to suggest that there's maybe an extra edge to Tyrone in 2010 compared to that of this time last year?
Well, I hope there is. You know, you never know for sure until you meet, I suppose, more difficult opponents, which is what's going to happen now further down the line, because the more you move into this series, the more difficult the games get. So it's okay. It's well and good to be happy about yesterday. It's happy to be Ulster champions. But, you know, it doesn't count for much if you get beaten in the quarter-final. We know what that's like in 2007. We won an Ulster title and got beat by Meath. And, you know, we got beaten in the semi-final last year. So we have to be very careful. Enjoy the moment by all means. But we need to prepare more to meet tougher challenges ahead.